Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name is Shino, one of the pastors here on staff. We're going to continue in our sermon series called Living It. And we've been reading the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. Something supernatural and powerful has been happening through each story as God is showing up in a mighty way through the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you have a Bible today, you can turn to Acts 13 and we're going to read a story about the real power, the real power. And when I mean real power, I'm talking about the power of God. And so Acts 13 verses 1 through 12, it says this: Now in the church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. One's name was Barnabas, Simon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them out. Verse 4, the two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed to a place called Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogue. John was with them as their helper. Verse 6, they traveled through a whole island until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymaeus, the sorcerer, for that is what his name meant, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymaeus and said, You are a child of the devil, an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind for a time, not even able to see the light of a sun. Immediately mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. So here it is, Paul and Barnabas going out to minister the word of God. And what I love is the church of Antioch was a diverse church. It was a church with people from all ethnicities and backgrounds worshiping in God and praising God together. And here these men are being sent out by the power of the Holy Spirit to go do God's work. And here along the way, they come upon a very intelligent man, a man of authority. But this man was also around somebody that was moving in false power, sorcery, witchcraft. And you know, that stuff's real. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but that is real. And so what we're going to see is the real power of God moving in power and might and authority through this man by the name of Paul, which we'll eventually know as Saul as well. You know, as you opened up, you begin to see these different names. And my first point is this, is that names are important. Names are important. So when you think about it, Paul and Barnabas, here it is, Paul getting ready to have to be sent out. And you know, God specifically called him to the Gentiles. And it was going to be difficult. It was going to be hard. It was going to be some dark moments. But you know what? God knew who to put him with. Barnabas. Barnabas means this. Barnabas means son of encouragement. And he knew that Paul was going to need somebody to come alongside him and encourage him along the way because there's going to be some difficult times. I want to ask you right now, do you have somebody in your life that is important and significant with you when dark moments hit your life that'll come alongside you and say, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can make it. Yes, you can be that man or woman of God that he's called you to be and created you to be. You need to surround yourself with people like this. And so if you think about this, in 2 Corinthians 5:20, it said sent on behalf of the representative. So when they went out as Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when he plead, come back to God. For God made Christ who never sinned to be the offering for our sin so that we could be made right through Christ. These men are not going out by themselves. without strength, without power, without anointing. No, they're going out sent by the power of the Holy Spirit, representing, being an ambassador for Christ. And so when you and I go places, God may lead you into places. You're like, man, why am I here? What is this about? The one thing I have to remember is that I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm representing the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and the God of Gods. And you know, when they came in to this town and this man was doing all this stuff, and here it is, they're trying to minister the word. They're trying to do some great things. But you know what? They didn't come alone. They came with the power of Jesus. And you know, there's something about that name. There's power in the name of Jesus. It says this in Philippians 2, 10 through 11. Now, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and those under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory to God the Father. Think about this. There's power in the name of Jesus. And see, when the real power shows up, the devil's got to flee. And so here it is, Elimaeus, this man moving in fake power. Yeah, he was moving in something that looked good from the surface, but it had no power to change a life. And here the proconsul calls and says, man, I want to bring these men in so that I can hear what it is they have to say. But here it was that Elimaeus, this sorcerer, was trying to keep these people from hearing the word of God. Now, I'm here to tell you something. God does not play around when it comes to people ministering his word, trying to get his word out. It's important for us to understand that God means business and that he will loose his power upon you and I if we call upon his name to be used by him. And it says this, my second point is God's power is real. It says this in 1 John 3:8, the one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. See, when you come in the name of Jesus, there's authority and power coming with you. It said that he came to destroy the works of the devil. So if greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, these men knew that when they have this confrontation with this man, it's going to be a mighty, supernatural, powerful thing that's going to take place, that's going to cause people to know who the real power and who the real God is. You know, I remember stories of coming up in the church, and I was a part of a story. I mean, the first time I encountered this type of power, I was a young minister at a church, and you know, I'm sitting there on the front row, and all of a sudden I began to see the pastors on the front leave during service time, and I didn't know where they were going. I was just, okay. And then there was a guy up there just continue to preach, one of the pastors, and I get this tap on the shoulder and they say, hey, we need you to come back. And so I come back to this room, and all of a sudden I see this person sitting on the floor hunched over. And, you know, you look down and the hair was all in their face, and, you know, they moved the hair out, and it was this young girl. And I'm like, what's wrong? What happened? Did she faint? Did she fall? And, no, we're just here to pray for her. And as they began to minister in the name of Jesus, this small girl began to let out this grunt, this sound that I had never heard before. And I began to say, what in the world is going on? This little girl had been dabbling in some witchcraft, had been Wicca, if you will, some things that were ungodly and unrighteous, and opened her up to herself to some bad things. And only thing that was going to drive this thing out of this young girl was the power of God. And for the first time, I got to see people praying and calling on the name of Jesus. And supernaturally, this thing broke off of this girl, and she was set free, back in her right mind. And she just began to say what I just said, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. And that was a miracle. And that was my first time really seeing the power of God encounter a dark force. You know, the Bible says this in Luke 10, verse 19. It says, look, I've given you authority over all power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. You know, when you're going out on behalf of the Lord, just like these men, there's going to be some times that we're afraid. But we have to understand that God has given you and I authority over the enemy. And when we walk in this authority, supernatural things will begin to happen. Just like this story. Just like this story. Paul, Saul, and Barnabas, you know, he looked at this man intently because he was taking the focus off of Jesus, which they were preaching to this proconsul about, and began to pull them away and distract. And Paul, full of faith, looked him square in the eye and called him the devil. You know, you may not run up against the devil, but there are some people that may have demonic things going on in their life that becomes distractions. And we have to know that the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not just talk, but it's in power as well. And that's what took place. It wasn't just mere talking. No, when Paul spoke, it happened. He said, man, you're fixing to be blinded. You're not going to be able to see. And it happened. And that freaked the council out. Because like I said, when the real power shows up, demons got to flee. Whatever's around that's not good has to go. And that's important for you and I to understand that God is calling you and I to move in this power in this season, to step out and not to be afraid to pray for people, to see God move in the miraculous. You know, it's amazing when you hear people all over the world and all over the nation talking about, man, I seen this miracle and I saw this happen. And you go up to him and you ask him, you say, you know, how in the world is that happening in your place? He says, you know what? I just pray. I pray and God answers. And that's what we have to remember. We put the pressure on the promises. It's God's name that's on the line, not ours. And here these men were preaching in faith and being distracted. And all of a sudden, a demonstration of the power of God happens. And all of a sudden, this man is blind. Blind. He can't see. And you know, Paul knows something about being blind. He knows about something about not being able to see. And you know, this man couldn't see, walking around, having to be held by his hand. But what I love is this, is that God is not going to leave you in darkness. He's not going to allow you to continue to go through that dark moment. You may have scales and you may not be able to see properly, spiritually. You may be distracted by things all around us. You know, you got Instagram. We have Twitter. We have all these things that distract us from the things of God. But, you know, God wants to lift the scales off our eyes so we can see him and see who he is. And my third point is this, is that we have to minister the love of Jesus. You know, even though this thing happened to this man, Elimaeus, the sorcerer, they still had to minister. And as they began to minister, all of a sudden the proconsul saw and he says, man, I believe. I believe. After what I just saw, I believe. You know, the Bible says this in Romans 2:4. Don't you see how wonderful and kind and tolerant and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? Can't you see? There's things that God is doing in front of you right now, luring you, bringing you closer, letting you know he's real. But there's so many distractions, things that blind us. And God today wants to open your eyes so you can see him for who he is as Lord and Savior. And it's important for you and I to understand that when the power of God shows up, what may this look like? Maybe you're praying and you're asking God for something specific and all of a sudden it happens. Maybe somebody's praying over your life and all of a sudden they get a word of knowledge. Just like, you know, these men are praying and something supernatural. When I say word of knowledge, it's something only God knows about you. That's the power of God moving. Maybe all of a sudden somebody lays hands on you and prays for you to be healed. And all of a sudden you get healed. You know, that's the power of God. And what that's intended to do is to bring you closer to him, to let you know that he's real. That he's real. The power of God. 2 Corinthians 7:10, for the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. You know, Elimaeus really wasn't trying to get right with God. He's been a distractor. He didn't want those men. He didn't want the proconsul to get right with God. But you know, when people see the power of God, it does something in their soul. It causes them to want to repent and turn to God. Man, God is real. God is real. You know, I remember being a campus missionary. And I was on a dorm and I'm sitting in his dorm room with this kid and he's just tormented in his mind because he wants to know who the true living God is. He says, man, pastor, I grew up, my grandmother was a Christian. My father was a Muslim and they would get in debates in the house and, you know, Jesus this and Muhammad that. And I didn't know who the real God was. So I grew up confused. I don't know what to do. Could you please help me? And I remember being in that dorm room with this college student and watching him cry and weep because he wanted to know who the true God was. And man, it was late at night. And I was just like, Lord, I need something. Give me something. And I remember just saying, look, let's just pray. Can I just pray for you? And I remember just putting my hands on him graciously and kindly and lovingly and just, Father, in the name of Jesus. And as I began to pray over him, God began to show me things about this kid's life growing up. And as I began to tell him what God was showing me, he began to weep. He began to cry. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. And he looked up at me in the middle of the prayer and he said, man, everything you said was accurate and it was true. The God that you came in this dorm room and tell me about is real, because nobody knew what was going on in my life. But God told you tonight exactly what happened. And I want to give my life to Jesus. The God of my grandmother, the one who was telling me that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Man, I experienced him tonight in this dorm. What must I do to be saved? And right there, he got born again and joined a small connect group Bible study right there in the dorm. God is looking for people who he can move through, people that are bold, people that are willing to come and minister the love of Jesus and to watch the scales fall off their eyes where they've been blinded by the dark things of the world. And there's a lot of darkness out there, but Jesus Christ is the light. And you know, I go back to this as I close. You got to have people around you whenever it is time for you to go do something great for God. You know, Jesus, before he did any miracles, he had three men, Peter, James, and John, the sons of thunder. When God is calling you to do great things like he did with Paul and Barnabas, man, make sure you got the right people around you. Make sure that you have a power in the name of Jesus in you, on you. And know this, man, be ready to minister the love of Jesus, because the reason we go the places we go and the reasons we do what we do is because Jesus Christ loves us. And so as I pray today, I would ask that your eyes be open. Your eyes be open, that you too may taste and see that the Lord is good. Just like this proconsul, he saw the miracle. He saw the power of God. He couldn't deny it. Man, God is real. And he believed. My prayer is for you to believe that God would move those distractions out of your life, just like he had to remove this man out of the other's lives so that he could hear the word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your power. I thank you that it's real and it's tangible, and that all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we call on that name, there is power in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking, Lord, as people have been blinded, as people are walking around aimlessly in the dark, that Lord, you would shine your light upon them, that they may know the way, the truth, and the life, which is you, Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, remove all distractions in this hour. People, situations, circumstances that will may keep people from serving you with all their heart, mind, and soul, and strength. Oh God, let the power of God come in this season. And Lord, as we move forward in faith, as we're asking to be used by you, God, I pray that right now will be that moment that people would turn from darkness and come into your marvelous light. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today here on Every Nation New York City Online Service. If you need any prayer, you can text "pray for" on our screen below and somebody will connect with you. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.